La musique est brutale, il faudrait vraiment qu'il y ait quelqu'un qui check.
Santa Maria.
Ouais, t'inquiète pas, je serai.
Voilà, et Santa Maria, et Nocturna. Et non, Santa Maria, ouais, enfin, tout ça. Hein? Santa Maria, c'est juste Santa Maria.
Bah, pochette, quoi.
Oui, oui, oui.
Là, il y a une prochaine code. Voilà.
Non. Voilà. Félicitations.
Ils doivent
être derrière Eric,
hein. Derrière Eric.
Ok, we started 10 minutes. Ok.
Mm-hmm. Ok. In 10 minutes. Yes.
Je voudrais voir les gens de la télé, tu sais qui c'est?
Attends, on va faire.
Ils doivent être derrière Eric, hein.
Derrière Eric. C'était en bas de la
donc,
vidéo.
On est d'accord, je leur fais faire.
Ok, on est musique brutale. Il faudrait vraiment qu'il y ait quelqu'un qui check.
Santa Maria.
Ouais, t'inquiète pas, je serai.
Voilà, et Santa Maria, et Nocturna. Et non, Santa Maria, ouais, enfin, tout ça. Hein? Santa Maria, c'est juste Santa Maria.
Bah, pochette, quoi.
Oui, oui, oui.
Là, il y a une prochaine code. Voilà.
Non. Puis ici, tu demandes pourquoi on a fait. Pourquoi il avait dit que j'avais dit 4 et tout ça. Il dit, ouais, mais on a enlevé un morceau du.
T'inquiète.
Do you think that this music it's one step across some border? Because a few years ago it was something like the end of some music, like not electronic, not classical, not rock and roll. But this is a very special combination of some old and new.
You mean about Gotan Project? Yeah.
Yes, Gotan Project.
Yeah, it's true. It's a combination of. It's not only a combination of old and new. It's also it's like we take the essence of a music with a very long history, and we really take the. I think we really try to focus on just taking the spirit, the essence of this music, and bring it to the sound and. The sound environment of the electronic music, yeah. So it's like it's a mix of two different cultures, two different music, but at the end it's not so far, you know, those two music, you know, music in itself is music, you know, so it's not so far, and we really discovered by the project, particularly me, because I'm not Argentinian, I'm not a tango musician, so I was very curious about the whole history of tango music, and I discovered by reading some books that those two music, I mean dance music and tango, has the same roots, which are African music. Because tango is coming from African community in Argentina in the 19th century, and after it was mixed with a lot of instrument and musician of the immigration coming to Argentina from Europe. So it's just we came back to the roots of tango music by bringing the tango to something more percussive, more drummy, more hypnotic, maybe also. I think this maybe just the thing we've done without knowing, we bring tango to his roots.
I'm interested you mixing electronic and traditional mm-hmm. music. How come you focused on tango, not maybe on more like French traditional music, something which is more of your surrounding?
Yeah. It's a question that I'm asking myself also. Even yesterday I was thinking, no, I'm not very curious about my own environment or my own country. I'm French, I'm born in France, but my parents, my father is from Tunisia, my mother from Holland. You know, since the beginning I was interested by other music, other cultures. I don't know, it's maybe because it's far, that Argentina is far, so for me it's more inspiring than something too close, you know, it's like...
It makes you dream.
Yeah, exactly, it's right. Make me dream, and it's... I don't know, I'm not really interested to work in with French music, really not. I'm not. Eduardo maybe should answer.
I work in French music, but not with the mix. I don't think that it's necessary to look for mixing music for mixing. You have to make music, and when you even tango, it was born as a mix of a lot of cultures, African and European influence. So when we mixed and when we made Gotham Project, because it was because we wanted to do that, but it's not necessary to look for other musics to mix with electronic, because it's not a marketing project, it's like an artistic project. So I'm quite interested in the chanson française, in the music of the French people. Yes, I like it very much.
That means it's not possible to say this music is from, I don't know, some country or some space with the borders. No.
What do you mean? If it's...
It's not French music, it's not Argentinian music, it's not...
You mean Gotan Project?
Yes.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's really a mix from Argentinian music and Occidental, we could say, dance music, maybe, or electronic music. But part of this, you know, from the outside, I think particularly for the English people, it sounds very French. Maybe because it sounds French, and I know why, because it's very cinematographic in a way, very the melodies. The it's not only the history of tango, it's not the what the tango brought in Gotan Project, all the melodies, and it's something very French, the way that we are making melodies. We are very, particularly I'm very influenced by Serge Gainsbourg, you know, it's great melodist, and I love melodies. So Eduardo loves melodies, but as an Argentinian, I love melodies as a French. And it's different, but we are very interested to, particularly in our project, we wanted to bring new melodies to tango and to electronic music, because tango has an history, a background of covers, of reprises. You know, they're playing standards all the time, and there is not so many. There is some, of course, but there are not so many. Creation.
Tango needs creation, needs more creation, and electronic music maybe needs more melodies and also, yes.
Emotion. I think I don't say that electronic music has no emotion. Of course not, because I really love electronic music, and even very dark, dubby techno is very emotional for me. For example, the production made by the German labels like Chain Reaction or Maurizio, you know, for me it's very emotional. It's really, but it's not in the same way as we do, of course, but it's for me it's very emotional. But we wanted to bring something like an old emotion, like an old movie, you know, where you can watch an old movie in black and white, and you really cry in front of the movie, because there is a lot of emotion, but something that they have the same emotion 50 years ago than now. So we try to bring something from the past, that's true, to today. And also for us it's a good surprise to see that we bring back tango to the dance floors, because tango is made at the beginning for the dance floor, so it's still played a lot in dance floor because people are dancing tango. But it's great that the people who are not dancing tango can dance on tango music.
Like a circle, some circle.
Yeah, they dance with two people. You know, a lot of DJ all around the world told us that when they play Gotan Project tracks, records, the couples come back to play, to dance together. So. So it's new, so it's good.
Yeah. What are the reactions of maybe more like traditional tango players and fans to your music? Like maybe today we heard duo Portal Galliano playing. Do you have like reactions from musicians who don't mix with electronics and more play with more traditional ways? And
yes, I don't know what Galliano and Portal they think about our music.
Maybe today you will know.
Yes, well, maybe we are going to ask them. But a lot of people of tango scene, they love very much Gotham Project, but because I think they were expecting maybe something new. Philippe was talking about that the tango needs creation, not only recreation. So that's what we do, and so people is glad with our proposition.
Did people in Argentina heard Gotham?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And they from Buenos Aires and Argentina. I've been there last month, and they love. We are well. It's not the you know the album is not.
It's just import. The album is not released properly. It just imports, but we know now, and Eduardo has heard it in Argentina, that for example the radio station of Tango Music use our music as with jingles. You know, they use our music as background for the programs. And even
people know yeah. Gotham Project. Before we released the
album. The album. We've been together in Buenos Aires before the release of like maybe 1 year, 6 months, or 1 year. There was just vinyls, and all the DJ in Buenos Aires, they knew Gotham Project and they play Gotham Project. So it's they really love it, which is great because we are very supported by. In the same time, by the electronic scene around the world, and also by the tango scene around the world. So for us, it's a great surprise. It's a good surprise.
It's getting intense now. I mean, half a year before, I saw your page and only maybe 3-4 concerts in different places. And now you're getting more attention.
Did you expect? Something like that.
You started. When did you start to play live? Actually, it was
just 9 months ago. Only, and we made already like 100 concerts all around Europe. So we start in early December of last year. So we toured a lot in very different places, venues, and festivals. Like the great thing everywhere, it's the audience. Our audience is very mixed. It's people very young who love electronic music, who come for that, or for dub, or you know, and there is also people who are coming just for tango, or jazz, or world music. Particularly tonight, we are in a jazz festival. We played in Montreux, the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. We played at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Switzerland, but also we played at the Big Chill in England. We played in which is a very great electronic festival that you can find in England or Homelands or Roskilde in Denmark, you know.
Rock festivals, WOMAD.
World Music Festival.
World Music.
So it's funny that it's like people from different, and it's good to see that the people from different generation, they are in the same places to listen the same music. For me, it's great because I don't see why there should be so much racism in music. You know, the music for the young and the music for the old. You know, and I understand there is some music for the kids. You know, but after when you're 10, after 10 or 12, you start to listen. I started to listen the Beatles, or I started to listen the Who, or when I was 9 or 10. So I don't know why you will not listen electronic music when you are 9 or 10. You know.
Yes.
Or 19.
Or 90, yeah. Or yeah, why not? Why not? 80 years old or 70 years old, you know, it's great.
How it was in Belgrade, if it's possible to say something, if you remember?
I remember that it was great. It was a very, very great audience. I don't remember. No, it was a young people. A lot of young people in Belgrade.
Because it was like a club night. There was some DJ after us.
I think
us.
You yeah. were the older. I saw.
After us, you mean?
After us.
For him. Could I ask maybe about future plans, new material maybe?
Yeah, we start to compose new material, new songs, new tracks. We want to take our time to make a very good album as much as possible. We don't want to make the same album. We want to explore tango music, Argentinian folkloric music, and electronic music more. And the album will be different, but we're gonna keep one the same way of working. I mean, the way we did the first album was very intuitive, we did exactly what we wanted. We didn't thought about a possible success, because personally I was not confident in the success. And so I was very surprised by that. So we're gonna stay like this and to do exactly what we feel, what we think, and maybe people will love it, maybe not, I don't know, we'll see. But we're gonna surprise ourselves first, and maybe if the people are, people will be surprised.
Our challenge to make an abstraction of our success and to make a good album for us.
Yeah, not,
it's not, so easy, not so
not
easy.
Not so easy
now.
Yeah, yeah, because we.
Criterium is set.
Because when we did some tracks, we are very successful. Maybe we could be. It could be easy to say, okay, let's do a track like Santa Maria, because the people really love this track, and so we're gonna try to create.
Tonight.
And tonight again, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
We're gonna try to have as much as fun as possible.
Yes.
I hope people enjoy it. You will see later, you know.
Yeah?
Ah,
yes. Okay. Bueno.
Could you just maybe make just a jingle for Cross Radio listeners?
Okay. What's the
Cross Radio of ex Yugoslavia?
I don't understand.
Hola, soy Eduardo de Gotan Project y un gran saludo para Cross Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
On est parti.